President Coco Jumbo on Nova 103.5, 23 minutes past one. Kathleen hanging out with you on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So you know what, when I moved back from Cape Town in 2016 and I heard about the Desert Dash the very first time, I thought to myself, oh man, these people are brave to do something like that. But now today I realize that I've met people that are even braver. I've got a team of paracyclists here with me in the studio. How awesome is that? And guess what? They are going to do the Desert Dash. But before I talk to our paracyclists, I'm first going to speak to JP Schmidt, who is their team manager. He's also from the Run Along Foundation and the Namibian National Paralympics Committee. JP, I think it's incredible what you guys are doing. Why did you decide to enter a team?
Well, we're always looking for something bigger, something more amazing that we can tackle. So 6 months ago, we introduced cycling into our program with the Run Along Foundation as well as the NPC in the north of Namibia, which is where we are all from. We are from Angwediva or Shakati and the surrounding areas. And during our NPC Nationals, I think this is the first time where Lucas was introduced to paracycling, and we then took the project head on, started getting the team together. We took the two most obvious disciplines within the sport, which is VI cycling, which is cycling for visually impaired, and then obviously with a hand cycle. So we had all the equipment. We then started training, and a few months in, we decided to do something big. Now their coach, Naomi, has obviously done the Dash before, and this is going to be a second attempt this year. And we decided, well, let's do the Dash. And here we are today.
I think that is incredible.
So we started training harder. We then entered the Paratus Cycle Classic. Our team was here in full force. They did very well. Obviously, it was the first time. So, yeah, we had a few mechanical problems here and there, a few wrong turns, but we got through. And the good news is that the Namibian Cycling Federation, we just would love to say thank you to Axel Teisel and his team and Brendan Dickerson and Marian Schoenecker for putting so much effort behind this all. They've now got a official paracycling division with all their five races throughout the year.
So
And this has not opened doors for our cyclists, but we would love to use this opportunity to invite anybody out there who has an interest in cycling, any parent who has a child with a disability, please contact us. We will be able to do a classification, and we will be able to steer that athlete into the direction, help them with equipment, help them with training, so that they can enter the sport. Obviously, the athletes that are here today, they've now literally gone to the next level. So they will be the first batch of athletes that we will actually be trying to get ready for the big stage, which is obviously the international ICU events or UCI events. And then obviously our mandate as the NPC is the big games. So that's the Olympics or the Paralympics. So currently, not only with cycling, but with triathlon, swimming, cycling, and archery, we are very strong on our way to see our first athletes in those categories as well that will hopefully be able to participate in Paris 2024. If not Paris 2024, because it's I mean, the Olympics, you work for that spot, and you... I mean, the stage is so big. The normal Olympics is 6,500 athletes. Para athletes are 5,700. So it's literally the same stage. And Olympics, you work for that entry. You work for that slot.
And you see, JP, daai het nou vir my honderd gevleis gegee wat jy gesê het, want it's incredible what you've been doing and what that's done now for inclusion in Namibia when it comes to cycling. So I really take my hat off for you with that. I want to ask you quickly about the Run Along Foundation that you mentioned. What do you do with the Run Along Foundation? How did it start and What's the purpose?
Well, the Ranang Foundation was actually a gift to my wife. Every year she asks something funny. The first year she said she wants to do a project at the hospital where we help premature babies and their parents. And then the next year she says, oh, I need something on Saturdays, you know, because I'm always running alone. So we started with getting around a basis where we could run together on Saturdays. As a matter of fact, we then met with Bruce Fordyce and those guys, and we wanted to do the park run in the north. But unfortunately, the product and the restrictions on the park run didn't really talk to what we wanted in our community after we started with the first few runs. So we then called it Run Along. And it was supposed to purely be a breakfast run every Saturday. To date, we've completed well over 100 runs.
Yo.
This year, one of our main runners, Mekonjo, he did 45 runs in the whole year.
Sure.
So he's literally never missed an event. We had our last run last week, so we start again in January. But the Run Along Foundation has evolved. We've become a project, a community project, where we support a lot, you know, so companies have now bought into the project. They provide funds for the runs, for the medals. They use it as an advertising opportunity because they don't want to go and duplicate. So it's better for them to just ride on the Run Along Foundation's back and just let us do the work. So we've invested not only into sports, but, you know, people with autism, education, health. Next year, we're embarking on something really important for us because, especially since we concentrate on people with disabilities, our people are many times unemployed. So next year, the Run Along Foundation will spend a lot of effort on building projects, creating fraternities and stuff where our people can actually start their own businesses.
Yo.
And work for themselves because we don't want handouts anymore.
Yes.
We're willing to work for it.
Yes.
So that will be one of our main projects next
year. I love that so much, JP. That's JP Schmidt. He is from the Run Along Foundation and the Namibia National Paralympics Committee. Going to talk to him and the team, the paracyclist team, that will be taking part in the Desert Dash. That's up next. And Celine Dion, Where Does My Heart Beat Now? Just past 1:30, it's Nova 103.5. So much to be inside. And Celine Dion, Where Does My Heart Beat Now? 1:35, it's Nova 103.5. How's your Monday going? I'm having a brilliant Monday because I think I've got the national heroes of our country at this moment in studio with me. You know the Desert Dash that happens every single year, and every single year I think to myself, I don't know how anybody does that. I think they're so brave. But I honestly think that I met the bravest bunch of people today. Paracyclists taking part in the Desert Dash. A couple of minutes ago, I spoke to JP Schmidt, who's the team manager. He's also from the Run Along Foundation and the Namibia National Paralympics Committee. But now I've got the athletes with me. It's Ridley, Stevenson, Matthew and Lucas. So I'm going to talk to Matthew. Matthew, you fall under the category of the VI athletes, the visually impaired athletes. Now, how many different categories are there when it comes to the VI athletes?
There are three categories of visual impaired. There's a T11. So a T11 is a totally blind, so which means you cannot see anything, not even a color. And a T12, so the T12 can see, some can see, but they can. They also need guides sometimes. So some of them, they can see and they can run or they can walk on their own. So T12s now. And the T13s, they are partial guides. Those ones can see, they can walk, they can run, they can do everything on their own.
Now, in which category do you fall, if I may ask?
I'm a T11.
T11. So you've got no sight at all?
No.
And you're going to do the Desert Dash?
Yes.
That's incredible. How are you going to do it? What is the bicycle? What is the... tell me about your bicycle.
I'm going to work with my pilot. We use our tandem bikes that carry two people, a pilot and a cyclist. So I'm a cyclist, and I used to be behind. So we work together with my pilot, who is in front. Yes, so we're going to work together with my pilot in this desert dash.
Yes, but trust must be so important. How do you build that trust with your pilot, with your partner?
Thank you. I trust my pilot because they were trained and they know how to, to control the bike. And they used to focus, and they were told to be really watching in front and see if the bike is straight and we are in the right way to go.
What motivates you? Why for you personally are you doing the Desert Dash? Why is it important for you?
Firstly, I like trying things that I haven't done before. So I haven't, this is my first time, and I'm really happy to be part of the competition. So I just have a courage, and I'll be someone else if I partake in this competition. So yes, I have a courage to do so.
I think you are so courageous. Matthew, another question I've got for you is, what message do you have for someone that's listening to you right now? What would you like to tell them?
Let me start with my disability people out there. One thing they should know is that they should remember that they are also part of the Namibians. Let me say, they can also do what other people are doing. They are all capable of doing what their family members, those are able bodies that can do this and that, because they have sight, they have all their body parts, so they can also do that. So being a disability does not mean being home, just lying down there or sitting in the sitting room. No. So they can go out there, try things. So yes, to my community and to everybody out there, one thing they should know is that we need to take care of one another as Namibians.
Yes.
Being an able person does not mean you have everything. We all need each other. We all need to take care of one another. We all need, one of the good is you're going to need something, or you're going to need help from me as a disabled person. So let's take care of one another. Let's love one another. And to the families that have got their disabled people in their houses, some people are even hiding them.
Yes,
you know,
that's very sad.
They don't want somebody to know that, no, I have a brother which is disabled. People, we should remember, nobody applies for disability. These are things that come automatically. You never knew. We all don't know what tomorrow has for us. So we should be careful. You should really consider those people and take care of them.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Thank you for speaking to me. And I really do think that the team sitting here in front of me, you guys are so brave. You've got all my respect. And I'm definitely going to watch you closely when it comes to the Desert Dash. If you want more information, you're welcome to contact the Run Along Foundation or the Namibia National Paralympics Committee. Inclusion is important to them. That's what we're seeing here today, and I'm absolutely loving it. So to the whole team sitting here in front of me, congratulations. I think it's amazing that you're doing it. I'm congratulating you already before the Desert Dash, because just entering for it already makes you winners. It is really incredible. Thank you so much. Going to get back to the music. We've got your BBC Minute coming up next.
Need your weekend to